This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everyone.
Bahumia.
I'm your dungeon master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard One Surefoot.
Emily Axford.
Moonshine Simon, a.k.a. Killer of Josh, a.k.a. Deal with it, you crybabies. If you can't handle death, you wouldn't last a day at the crick.
And Caldwell Tanner.
Beverly Togold also doesn't miss Josh.
Yeah, that was a funny thing that people got so upset about Josh dying, because Josh would have for sure instantly joined the barbarians and attacked you guys.
For sure. All he would have to do is roll a 12 persuasion and he would try to kill us.
Just Josh
a
bunch is not of, loyal.
Yeah, just a bunch of buff dudes that want to hang out and
he's
drink.
He's loyal to the leg press and that's
these,
it.
These cobros ain't loyal. These cobros ain't loyal.
These cobros ain't loyal.
That's the bumper sticker that we come
that's
out
the
with.
That's the one bumper
merch.
Sticker.
The so, bumper sticker that goes on his
the only up. Merch we ever make.
It sells one to Emily, who never takes
it. I give it to my mom for Mother's Day.
I don't get it.
She just quietly mails it back to you a couple weeks
later. You
could
just share this Cafe Press link with all your friends, Mom. Really appreciate it.
Cool, guys. Let's do a recap.
Yeah.
So last week, you guys were in the castle. You were all alone. You just finished your battle. You were there with Jonah the Crick Bullywug.
Such a cutie.
Such a
no
cutie.
No offense, Bev.
Don't like him either.
He kicked my dad. That's my favorite.
That was very good.
Yes, he had a terrible run-in with a troll that kicked a lot of his family to death. We'll get there. So Bev and Moonshine solved a little puzzle, a little puzz at the Dark Altar.
A color puzzle.
A color puzzle.
My favorite time.
We put blue and red together and made purple.
Color theory. Fuck yeah.
So you guys completed the puzzle and you were able to get the dragon egg. Mm. Meanwhile, Hard One Surefoot went back to check on the green teens at the camp and found the Bullywug King skulking around the forest.
That fucker. That deviant fucker.
Yeah.
Hard One engaged him in one-on-one combat and was knocked out.
Just for a minute.
But it was a good fight. And he had a crazy cursed sword. But then you were saved by Erlin.
My little hero.
Who used Lay on Hands on you, or as he calls it, Touch Hands. Touch Hands.
Can I say that during the fight, it seemed really epic, like Hard One was having this epic battle, but the way that you just recapped it, I was like, oh.
I think Erlin touched you.
How many
you
times...
can lose your scouthood for that.
Yeah. How many times have you been saved by a child during this campaign?
too many to count.
And Erlin was almost killed by the Bullywug King.
Yeah, right.
The Bullywug King got two swings on him, but he was able to move out of the way. You then popped back up and you finished him.
Damn right.
So now you guys have this cursed sword that you wrapped the cloak around so that you guys wouldn't be affected by its curse.
Hell yeah.
Still thinking about it, though.
Smart.
Still thinking about that blade.
Yeah.
Then Bev and Moonshine met up with you. You guys said your goodbyes to Jonah, who met up with the other Crick Bullywugs. Bev and Jonah, you guys exchanged teeth.
We did exchange teeth.
And ultimately, I think, became friends in a way.
Which tooth did I give him? A cobalt tooth? I can't remember.
I think you gave him a cobalt tooth. He gave you one of his funk teeth.
Okay, I gotta write that down.
Oh, such an important tooth. Not a molar.
Just a front dead tooth.
Yep, I'm gonna write that down.
So then you guys went to return to Moonstone, and as Moonshine put it,
something's astray at the bay.
Something was astray at the bay. You guys got there and it was no longer glowing because the staff had been stolen. You guys showed up in a town and you saw that people were being attacked by animals. The animals were going crazy. You guys met Mateo, who is the druid fuckboy.
I can't believe that we sent those children off with that fuckboy. It felt really irresponsible.
Yeah, but it'll teach him how to hacky sack. It'll be fine.
Right. Well, they're going directly to a bear.
Yeah, Mateo ran off with the green teens to go save Denny, who was being carried off by a bear.
Mm-hmm. You guys guarantee Mateo mostly fucks in animal form. Guarantee.
Is that an option?
I think yeah, you could definitely
doggy turn style into... is a very common one.
Yeah. Oh man, wild shape. The wild is the key word there.
Yeah.
Then you guys went over to the Hungry Trout Inn and Tavern, where on the roof, the druid, the half-orc druid that you guys had seen earlier in the campaign staring at the bay, now had the staff and was holding it horror movie style with like ravens whipping around. It was raining. There was thunder and lightning. And then Goresh gave his big speech where he told everyone to join them or die. Hard One went up and pretended to bend the knee.
Oh, before,
and then...
before that, Moonshine and Beverly put on a little show.
We did.
That is correct. Yeah, that's
with
right.
With new you guys... Beverly, my new... fiddle.
Right. So you guys tried to appease Goresh with a nice jaunty fiddle tune.
When this is all over, when this is all over, we are just going to form a band and stop going on adventures.
That we're just going on tour.
Yeah.
The greatest adventure of all.
So here's where you guys are right now. Hard One, you're on the roof with Goresh and this druid, Lund Coldspear. It is raining. You've just pretended to bend the knee, and then instead you kneed him in the throat.
Popped up. I did bend the knee. I just connected it with his fucking jugular.
Yeah.
Bent it the other way.
Bev and Moonshine, yeah. You guys are standing on the ground level. You can see into the Hungry Trout Inn. There are barbarians, like, pouring out of it. And you guys also have your friend, the fiddle-playing bard, next to you guys. He's still standing there. Moonshine, you traded fiddles with him.
Yeah,
he got
yeah.
old Betsy, and you got new Betsy.
I got
new Betsy.
Betsy,
yeah.
Is it N-E-U-E? New Betsy?
No. It's not like it's not Breaking
that changes
Benjamin.
Everything.
No. Real quick, I'm gonna scratch it to say New Betsy
okay.
instead.
Yeah, this is actually the violin from Yellow Card. You guys remember Yellow Card?
There's a place on Ocean Avenue.
Okay.
It's not so, pop punk unless there's a fucking fiddle.
More of a good
so
Charlotte
hard
guy.
Yeah. You guys get a surprise round because you've just thrown a knee at this guy. So roll with advantage to knee Goresh in the throat.
Hooray.
No problem. 21.
Dope.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You hit. So an unarmed strike, you're not going to roll for that. That's just your strength modifier plus one. So that's going to be 5 damage from you.
Fuck yeah.
Great. So Hard One pops up. As Goresh is laughing, he's got this razor out. He was going to shave your head.
You cannot touch Hard One's hair.
You pop up in CM Punk style, just knee him in the neck.
And he goes, oh, my fucking throat.
The fiddle intensifies.
I thought we were going to be friends, bro.
I don't think so, man.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay.
So you guys, I'll say you guys get to act in a surprise round as well, because okay. You probably knew Hard One wasn't going to bend the knee. So if mm-hmm. you guys would like to kind of prepare an action or throw something, or if you wanted to become a fungal entity or something.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't know if we're going into battle or not, but I got a feeling we're going into battle. So I would like to use my bonus action to shillelagh,
cool.
then symbiotic entity.
Nice. Okay. Murph, are there barbarians on the ground, or are we currently...
Yeah, there are definitely a few that are, like, hanging outside the tavern that were watching the speech and will probably run in, you know, as soon as things get started.
Okay.
Oh, but just for the visual, so as soon as I see Hard One's knee connect to the jugular, I immediately become a mushroom queen with a flaming scimitar.
Yeah, and where does the fiddle go at this point?
I'm still playing it.
Oh, wait. Could you shillelagh the fiddle instead?
Yes.
Oh, can
Don't
I?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
So wait, when it
so now I'm a mushroom queen with a flaming fiddle that I'm gonna fucking use like a club.
Yeah, it still has its strings. It's just blunted.
Hey, that's country
the new
music,
new Betsy.
Yeah.
Cool. So Bev, are you gonna do anything?
I wanna. Is there like a back entrance?
Yeah. I mean, you don't. I guess you don't know. You'd need to look around.
All right. I wanna do. Inspection.
Moonshine, badass, turns into a fucking mushroom. Gets a
Beverly
giant club.
Moon.
Beverly runs around and looks for a door.
Beverly turns in a circle.
Yeah.
Beverly, I guess give
Beverly's
me,
playing
Beverly
smart.
Inspects a handful
Someone
of dirt.
Beverly, give me.
Yeah,
give,
that's good. That's good.
Give me a investigation check.
Okay. That's going to be a 6.
Okay. It's just a door. So, yeah, you see a door in the back. So
okay,
you
cool.
run over to the door. I'll say with only a 6 investigate check, you're not really... You put your ear up to it to kind of hear.
Okay.
All you hear is kind of the rowdiness from inside. You can't really discern exactly what's going
Can
on.
Can I try and peek in the door?
No. Okay. This is all happening very fast.
Okay,
everybody
cool.
roll initiative.
All right. 12.
2.
6.
Not good, guys.
Oh, boy.
Not good.
Oh, God.
I was trying to sneak in the back and see if I could find Mishka was my plan, but...
It's a solid plan.
Yeah.
It's a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
I might send Pawpaw to try and get back up.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So you guys see when Hard One attacks...
Yeah.
The barbarians down on the ground level, like, hop up into fight mode. You see a guy with a whip runs out of the tavern and charges at you, Moonshine. And
wait, I have a question. I was holding... We had that... that shield from before.
Oh yeah, you guys
can I
got
use
some
that
weapons.
Magic shield?
Yes, you can use that magic shield. That mm-hmm. shield is called the Shield of Arrow Catching. It gives you +2 AC
yes!
against projectiles.
All
so
right.
not a whip. you guys also
what if
have,
he throws the whip at me?
So the cloak
Nothing
that you got
gonna entertain
yeah, Murph,
it.
Before we get destroyed by barbarians, can you tell us what
can
we
you
have
tell
to
what your stuff
ourselves?
Does?
Yeah.
Sure. You guys also that cloak that you guys wrapped the cursed sword in
yeah.
is gives you +1 AC. So
oh,
if somebody
shit.
Wants to put that up and you guys just want to just
I was holding that one.
You okay,
yeah.
so do you
oh,
want to put
shit.
That on?
You should throw that on after you knee him. Like
oh, that's cool. Can I do
yeah.
that?
Yes.
Can I have done that?
Yeah. Yeah. You just yeah, you knee him in the neck and then daintily put a cape on.
1 second.
Awesome.
Cool.
One so badass we'll thing and one lame thing. That is Hard One sure foot.
That is the
so we'll say the sword
style.
Is now wrapped up in just some clothes, just an extra pair of pants.
Ooh.
The sword is now wrapped up in some Brett Favre Wranglers.
Nice, got it.
So this guy runs out. He takes a whip to Moonshine. He's going to swing, and he is going to miss.
Hey.
He makes a second attack, and he is definitely going to hit.
Oh.
Is that a whip or is that a whiff?
6 damage
right,
to you,
guys?
Moonshine.
Nice. 6?
6 damage.
I say, you're going to regret that.
All right. Then.
I hope, at
clever.
Least.
Then Goresh turns to you, Hard One, and he says, you could have been one of us. Instead, you're just going to be in the ground. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, man.
God, man, you're not smart, are you?
That is a 15 to hit. Does that hit you?
No.
Yes.
As he's struggling to think of a one-liner, he swings at you with his rapier and you move out of the way. But
great.
He is now going to swing with his dagger.
Mm-hmm.
And he misses with that. And he goes with the other dagger and he is going to hit that time.
Damn it.
And he hits for 7 damage.
Okay.
That
are you
is
dead?
Going to be...
No, I'm at 21.
Okay.
That is going to be the druid. The druid is going to use the staff. You see he's got these
the
ravens up there. Hard One. First thing he's going to do is he's going to point the staff at you. You see this white light shine at you like a beam, and like moths to a flame, the ravens go down on you and descend on you.
They go down on you.
And the ravens
Hard One's
suck
used to
your
that
dick.
Shit.
Just a ton of beaks coming at it.
Surprisingly tender.
Beaky blowjobs.
Does a 16 hit you?
No.
Whoa, because of the cloak.
Yeah, the cloak.
Oh, wait, shit. Do you just, like, block him with the cloak?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, like a matador. The birds get tricked, and you're able to swipe them away, so they miss.
Baller.
But
yo,
he's going to use...
awesome.
He swings the staff around, and he points it at a horse in, like, a nearby stable. And the horse is going to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh.
And the
oh,
the shit. Horse, you see its eyes go like a glossy
Yo,
white.
We gotta get
we
that.
Gotta get
I
that
do
staff.
Not want to attack animals.
Yeah.
We already have the blood of an eagle on our hands.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And I have a lot of respect for horses' legs because I sort of have them myself.
Oh yeah, they do have the rears of a horse is just like
it's a powerful rump.
Yeah.
It's a good rump.
Yeah, talk about a bump rump.
That is you, hard one.
Cool. I'm going to go with the dude with the trident. I'm going to swing my great axe at his face. Why not?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Why not?
Give him something that'll make him unlovable.
That is a 21.
Nice. Not a 19 or a 20 nat roll?
No, that was a, I think it was a 6.
Cool.
Or no, a 17.
Roll your damage. You got a d12.
Roll your DDs.
Find the d12, which is...
Oh, that one's tricky.
Cool. Just the one you use every time.
That is a 1, but I get to re-roll.
Because yes,
you
do. I
have great weapons fighting. I finally figured it out.
You figured it out,
it's
buddy.
All
oh, my God,
around.
Hardwin, I'm so proud of you.
And that time it was a 3.
Oh, no.
But that is a 7 total.
7 total. Okay.
Yeah.
You aim for this dude's head, and he kind of moves out of the way, but you do slash him across his chest. And he's got a decent nick there.
Nice.
Just a decent nick.
I like a good nick.
Does Hardwin have any sort of like bonus action he could do?
Oh,
to try
I have,
and
I have action surge
from
right
him?
Now.
You do. You could use your action surge if you would like.
Sweet. Yeah. Why don't I do that?
Yeah, do it. Yeah, because if we can take this guy out,
we could take out Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, you just make an attack roll. Sweet. D20.
Oh, D20.
Yep. You know how to attack.
That is a 20. I don't know how to do math. 22.
You hit.
This weak little shaman. Take a bitch.
Get that ponytail.
Another one. Reroll.
Oh, my goodness. This is bad.
And another 3. 7
Jesus.
Total.
Jesus.
You're in, like, the Groundhog Day of rolls.
Okay. You rear up.
Exact same thing. Right, maybe I got 21 last
you
time.
You did 21, then, yeah.
Good you Lord. Rear up to swing and decapitate this dude. Once again, he kind of sidesteps it. And the nick you did before gets bigger. It's a big nick now.
Sweet. Love a good big nick.
Oh, love a big nick.
Cool. Then you see there is a commotion inside the tavern. Like, Moonshine, you can see from the outside, you see some beer flying and some guys, like, running inside. There's something going on in there. But you also see 6 of these barbarian guys run out, and 4 of them are going to try to hop up to the roof.
Oh, my God, fall.
One of them gets up. 2 of them get up.
Uh-oh.
Okay. They rolled a 15, a 17, an 18, and a 1.
Nice. So how about that other guy falls and takes everybody with him?
I never used my reaction from my round.
Oh.
What would you like to do?
Can I, the guy who, no, my reaction, which is my spores, is my reaction.
Okay.
I use my bonus action, my action, but I have a reaction. Can I spores the guy that falls?
Yeah.
Wait, can I paint the picture?
Please.
Yeah, those 3 start climbing up, and this one guy comes out with 2 corn dogs in his hand. He's like, wait for me! But I don't want to put down my corn dog!
I didn't get a chance to eat!
Cool, so this guy... So 3 guys bound up and get up on top of the roof. Uh-huh. This other guy has 2 corn dogs, and he's kind of trying to hold 2 of them in one hand and try to one-handed climb. He falls backwards. Moonshine spores
for
on
6.
The corn dog. The guy takes a bite of the spored corn dog, and a giant mushroom grows out of it. And he's still alive, but he does not look good for it.
You spored his
corn. Does he think it was the corn dog and not me?
Yeah. He goes, ugh, corn dog's bad. Corn dog's bad, man.
I can't believe you spawned his corn.
And then these two other guys are going to swing at you, Moonshine. So the first guy misses.
Come on, come on.
And the second guy is going to hit.
Really? He hits a fucking 15 AC?
Believe it or not, some people can roll higher than a 10. Okay, so
Not in the band of boobs.
No.
No. You guys are the 2 crew.
Yeah.
So that is 4 damage to you,
2
Moonshine.
2 live crew.
Okay. 4 damage. I take it like a champion. I don't even flinch.
Great.
I just grow spores where he hit me.
Oh.
I just grow
Do they,
mushrooms.
Like, bubble out?
Yeah, they bubble out.
That's
so
great.
He thinks I'm not hurt, but that's how I bleed right now.
That is going to be you, Moonshine.
Okay, so I've got 2 guys around. How many guys have I got around me?
You've got 2 around you, and you've got 1 on the ground who you just poisoned his corn dog. And then there's also the guy with the whip. So 3 regular guys, uh-huh. 1 guy with the whip.
What I'd like to do is, first off, I'm going to shout, give me that trident, and I'm going to work on these guys down here because I don't really have an out. Can I send Pawpaw to do something and then attack the whip guy?
Yeah, you could do as a minor action, send Pawpaw to do something.
As a minor action?
Terrified.
As a minor action, I'm going to have him like climb down through my cleavage and then out through like the back of my overalls. So
just touching every single private part Moonshine has.
It does look like you're taking a full body dump.
These barbarians are just going to think you gave birth to Pawpaw and you're a giant mushroom queen.
Down your cleavage and out your ass.
I'm going to let you describe what happens, and then I'll let you roll an intimidation check.
Yep.
So first I'm whispering to Pawpaw, but it looks like I'm just talking to myself. And then a small body starts moving inside my overalls, and I look uncomfortable because he's clawing me a little bit. So I'm like squirming and writhing, and then out of the butt flap of my overalls pops out.
Can I do Pawpaw's voice for this?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
One of the guys just starts vomiting.
This Pawpaw just...
Roll an intimidation check. That's a terrifying visage.
Yeah. Aw. With advantage?
I got a six.
Six, okay.
That's gross. Let's kill her. I hate it.
Oh, but I should tell you, I'm sending Pawpaw to go try and find Mateo the fuckboy.
Okay.
Cool.
Do you want to just tell him to kind of try to find any druid, like find any help?
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Just like the Pawpaw closest druid.
Help. Yeah.
Pawpaw
just looks at and he scrambles off.
And then I'm going to turn to the whip guy and say, like, aw, fuck you. Okay.
This is the fuck you fight.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
I thought you were going to do something about violin strings, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. How's this for violence?
Oh, nice.
Wait.
Oh.
Pluck you.
Oh, pluck you.
Because, like, you pluck violin strings.
I say
strings.
All of those
the bard,
things.
The bard next to you just goes,
turn.
Nice.
And then I hit him for 10.
Oh.
10 to hit? That does not hit. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
He
dances
out of the way.
I'm going to say, I'm saving you from my shillelagh. And then I'm going to spores the corndog guy.
Wait, you're spores in the... Okay, the corndog guy is dead.
Yeah.
So he spores the one corndog. He eats it. He goes, oh, poison corndog. This is fucked up. He throws it away. He goes to take a bite of the other corndog instead. You spores that one. He bites that.
This one's the antidote.
At least I've got another corndog. He bites it, and his stomach explodes, and he is disemboweled.
Oh, does it get all over his friends?
No, because he's just on the ground.
Wait, okay. How did you do two spores?
Well, because I didn't use my reaction from the first surprise round.
Ah, cool, cool.
So I had a reaction.
Yeah, we let her have one, you know?
I'll allow it. As the DM, I'll allow it.
Caldwell will allow it. Ultimately, it comes down to what Beverly will allow and won't allow.
It's democratic.
If that was
Where the hell is Beverly right now?
Oh, I'm by a door.
This bard...
Wait, I'm surrounded by barbarians.
I'm near a door.
This bard standing next to you, Moonshine, pulls up old Betsy and starts playing, and Hard One, up on the roof, you are reminded of the first time you heard the fiddle when you arrived in Moonstone.
Oh, yeah,
and you were
cool.
The fucking man. You knew everyone would know the Bastard of the Mountain by the time you left here,
now
you know that to be true.
Drinking the fiddle.
So you get a dice of bardic inspiration.
The prophecy fulfilled.
You have a d6 that you can use whenever.
Ooh, sweet. I'm going to use it right now on this fucking guy with the trident.
Well, it is not your turn.
Of course. And that's why I'm going to wait.
Love the quiet course. Cool. That is going to be Bev.
All right. I'm still by the door.
You're still in the back.
I'm on door patrol big time.
Okay.
Beverly would like to pick the lock.
Bev, do you want to do another like perception check?
Yeah. Can I do that as like a minor action or something like that?
I like that you're like sneaking around like Sherlock Holmes while there's just a bloodbath in the front.
A mystery's afoot. And I point to my feet. All right. Ooh, that's a 17. Oh, plus one. So 18, sorry.
Cool. You put your ear up to the door. You hear a fucking ruckus.
Yeah.
And you hear barbarians yelling, but you also hear a woman screaming out like war cries.
Oh.
And some of the barbarians being like terrified. And you can assume that's probably Mishka fighting some barbarians in there.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. My girl.
So now you can do your stuff, whatever you want
to
do.
Real quick to y'all, outside of the game, should I try and get Mishka or should I head up to the roof to help Hard One?
Do you have time to do one action to shout in the window and say, Mishka, we need help
that's
out
great.
Here,
like,
and then scurry up?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Cool. All right, I'm going to open the door. I'm going to creak the door and shout at Mishka to be like, Mishka, it's me, Beverly, from before. Remember?
You had Sprite, but you said you didn't have Sprite. But that's not important right now. Anyway, me and Hard One and Moonshine, we're here and we're helping. Okay, bye.
You just hear, you hear clanging and screaming and stuff, and she just goes.
Oh, hell yeah, girl.
Just a crazy war cry.
Okay, sounds good. I'll run back around and help Moonshine take out some of these dudes.
Cool. Great. So you run back around. There is the whip guy.
Yeah.
And
there's a disemboweled man holding two poisoned corn dogs.
As a violin aficionado, can't play it, but love the dang thing. I'm going to have to go after this whip guy because he's treated the violinist cruelly.
Great. So go after him.
Yep. Let me roll a dang die.
Earn your violin protector's badge.
The badges get so specific. That's how the green team make all
that's
their cash.
I think that counts as music appreciation.
Yeah. That's going to be 18 plus 5.
23. That super hits.
Woo.
All right.
I say, welcome to the melee, young Biff.
Thanks for inspecting the door.
Okay, that's going to be a 6 plus 5. That's nice. 11.
Yeah. 11 damage.
Yeah, all right.
Cool. This guy is right fucked up, but he ain't dead yet.
Okay, cool.
He's a little tougher. He's beefier.
Sure. Nice.
He's bald and he's got a goatee.
Yeah, it takes a lot to...
he's bald?
That'll do it.
I guess he's got a ponytail, too, because all the guys are bald but have ponytails.
But his ponytail starts way further back.
Yeah, they're all bald with ponytails. Yeah.
You know, Crick people are superstitious about bald people.
We did know that,
I didn't know that.
We love them.
You love?
Wow.
You think they're good luck?
Yeah.
Wow, but these bald people have no hospitality.
Oh, Moonshine is distraught.
And they've marred their beautiful bald heads with these ugly ponytails.
You're right. So they're not bald.
It's a perversion.
It's like it's a reverse perversion. Bald spot. They're bald everywhere except for where the ponytail is.
Except for
comes
where
out.
The ponytail is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay,
except
yeah,
for Koresh, who just has long, luxurious hair. And instead of missing teeth, he has gold teeth.
Cool.
So he's just, you know, hot.
Yeah.
Okay, so cool. They're a perversion of the bald head.
Exactly.
So they're almost like a, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just sacred.
That's back to Whip Guy.
Does Whip Guy have a tiny ponytail on the bottom of his goatee?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So he whips forward his tiny goatee for flavor, and he says, "This is what I'm going to do to you, except with my whip instead of with my whip-like goatee." And he takes a swing at Moonshine, and he misses big time. He just, like, cracks way too early. Oh, I cracked too early. You're supposed to crack on the hit. So he misses. Then that is going to be Koresh. Koresh swings with his rapier, and he misses. He swings with his dagger, and he misses.
Come
he
on,
swings
maybe.
With his dagger one last time and says, "This one's definitely going to hit. Watch this."
That's my fucking line.
And he fucking hit on the watch this.
God damn it. That's
that
cool.
That hurts.
Hits you for 5 damage.
Okay.
Cuts you across the thigh.
He did the thing you do, except good.
Yeah. Oh, man, he went for the thigh, too. That really hurts.
Yeah. Now it is going to be the druid's turn. He is going to first
Lundo.
Command the birds to attack you again, Hard One. The birds come flying down. Let's see if you can use your cape again
under
to escape.
The cloak.
They miss.
Oh.
Once again, under the cloak. You're basically Batman.
A tiny
you're
Batman. Bird. One bird will look up.
You're a buffer Batman.
Awesome.
Cool. Then he's going to command the horse to run over and try to kick Beverly.
What? What is this horse's name?
This horse's name is Bojangles.
Y'all, do we know this? Dude, I probably
it's a famous horse.
For sure.
As a druid,
you know
this
famous
right?
horse, Bojangles.
Oh, shout, that's the town horse.
I shout, y'all, spare Bojangles. This ain't his scheme.
This is the Lil Sebastian of Moonstone is Bojangles.
When you come into the town, there's a big sign that says "Welcome to Moonstone, home of Bojangles, the
honorary mayor."
Oh my God, he hits with his kick a 19. Cool. So he comes over and he bucks at you with his hooves. He hits you for 8 damage.
Fuck!
He just freaking bucks you in the head. This cute horse is just bucking like crazy, going nuts.
Hits me for 8?
Yeah, 8
okay,
damage.
Okay, all right.
Then he is going to point at a passing. Let's see what kind of animal he sees. Ooh, there's an owl flying by. He's going to try to get the owl.
Got it.
Yeah, bring it on. What's he going to do? Tell my fortune?
The owl rolled a 19.
See, hold on,
he passes
wait.
His check.
Damn it.
The owl is wise, just looks at him with a side eye and flies off.
cool. I'm too old for this shit.
I shout to the owl, go get your friends. Save the town.
Can we please pause on Emily saying that owls know how to read fortunes?
That's what they do.
That's not a thing at all.
Down at the crypt, if you have a big decision, if you have a, you know, a girl or a boy that you're interested in, you're thinking of asking them out,
yeah,
you eat a bunch of mushrooms and go talk to an owl.
You give the owl...
Sounds like the mushrooms are doing the heavy lifting.
Do you, like, read the owl pellets? You, like, give the owl a dead rat, and then it, like, spits up the bones in a certain way?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. that's exactly what you do.
You guessed it.
Yeah.
Cool. So that was the druid. Now it is you, hard one.
Glad we clarified that.
Cool. So... first of all, I want to use the bardic. Can I use the bardic inspiration?
Why don't you do that? You can do that after you roll to see if you don't hit. Oh. Then you can add the inspiration.
Yeah, you've been rolling so well, you haven't needed it yet.
That is an 18.
Dope. That is going to hit. So you can just roll your damage.
And that is a 14.
Holy shit. You kill him. Finish him.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Can I kill him with his own trident?
Yeah, bitch.
Yes,
yeah.
You absolutely can.
Cool. Right. He's pointing at the owl, and I say, you don't fuck with owls. I just found out what birds are pretty recently. And I think they're noble creatures. I spin the trident around through his neck, spear his head, and then toss him over the side.
Dope.
And minor action, can I throw the trident to Moonshine?
You know what? Okay, if you try to throw it right now, Goresh is going to do an opposed athletics check to try to intercept it.
Ooh. Oh, here we go.
See, I think that makes Hardwon want to do it more.
Yeah. Do you want to do it? Okay.
I saw Jake's face when he said that, and he's like, opposed athletics
competition
with Goresh.
Okay. He has a +4 in athletics. Let's see.
Can we just assume this opposed athletics check is kind of like a leg wrestle? You know, when people get on their back and they're doing the arm wrestling.
It's a leg lock.
Okay. So you're trying to toss the trident to Moonshine.
Yeah.
Dope.
This is full contact track and field.
He's backing up like it's basketball, kind of watching your eyes, seeing where you're going.
Uh-huh.
So let's roll opposed athletics. What'd you get?
14.
14.
Hey. Okay, he's got a +4. Let's roll for him. You throw the trident.
No.
It soars over Goresh's head. He laughs, lifts his hand up at the last second, catches the edge of it. Spins it back around.
Fucker, now he's got the trident.
Now he's got the trident.
Dude's got so many weapons.
He's awkwardly holding the rapier and the dagger and the trident.
Oh, well, hang on a sec. I gotta reorganize. I gotta I'm gonna put the dagger on.
Fuck you.
Time out, T.O.
I mean, he's totally doing that anime thing where he's got like a dagger in his mouth, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
He's full on One Piece in
and
this
then
shit.
And then he's got like a full on javelin behind his ear.
Oh. It's a very thin javelin.
Like a toothpick.
Yeah. Cool, so then last turn, these three barbarian guys.
Can I use my bardic inspiration?
He got a 23, so you couldn't have beaten it. I rolled a 19.
Cool.
That's pretty good.
So you actually couldn't have beaten it. Okay, so there were three barbarians up there with you, just the regular guys. They're going to run up, and they're going to take swings on you. First guy is going to hit. I'm so sorry. That is going to be 6 damage.
To who?
Second guy swings with his spear, and he misses. Third guy swings with his spear, and he hits for only 2 damage.
That does get me pretty fucked up. 8. But I have second wind.
You do have second wind.
Okay.
Down on the ground, we've got 2 barbarians near Moonshine. Who are going to swing at Moonshine. First guy misses, second guy hits for 4 damage.
Okay.
That's fine.
Once again, I take it like a champ. I ooze mushrooms and they think they're making me stronger.
Okay, cool.
When in fact, I'm just bleeding mushrooms.
Like a goddamn swamp chomp.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up, they are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Okay, moonshine, that is you.
Okay. Who am I looking at? Paint the picture for me right now.
You've got two barbarians up in your face, and you've got the whip guy who's looking pretty injured.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna save some spores for him. And then I've also got
looking like he's on spores might not kill him. I'll tip my hand.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Then I'm gonna take my flaming fiddle to his neck.
Okay.
And say, "You messed with the wrong crick, bitch." And then I'm going to whop on him.
Cool.
Does 15 hit?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. Okay.
He is shirtless and oiled.
Thank Morden, baby.
I like that if you had missed, you would have just been showing him your fiddle. Cool, right?
Watch this. It's a fiddle.
I hit him for 6.
6 damage. Okay, now he's on death's door.
And then I fucking lean in to deliver a most sensual, shroom-filled kiss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please don't kiss me. I just saw you give birth to a possum.
I'm using so much tongue.
Your tongue sprouts mushrooms that grow out of the back of his throat, and like a gunshot wound blows out the back of his head.
Oh, beautiful.
And he falls over.
God, yeah, everything you do
and
is
I say,
like...
And I say, that guy was whipped.
Nice.
And then I take his whip.
Dope. That is going to be... Okay, so Pawpaw is still out there. Let me see if he can find anyone. Okay.
I'm so nervous about Pawpaw.
Pawpaw's out and about. We don't know what's going on with Pawpaw.
I hope he didn't get distracted by food.
The bard still playing his fiddle is going to turn to you, Moonshine, and start really aggressively playing the fiddle in front of you. Say,
what?
Play it like this.
I swear on my life, I've heard a song like this back at the Crick.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for soul to steal.
It would be Asmodeus went down to the Crick.
Asmodeus went down to the Crick.
Yes, he starts playing Asmodeus went down to the Crick.
He was looking for soul to pick.
So give yourself an inspiration whenever you'd like to use it. That is going to be you, Bev.
Bev.
Let's All go, right. boy.
Is the horse back to normal since the trident is...
Oh, interesting. So the animals are not, like, focused. They're not being commanded by anyone, but they're still going buck wild.
Okay.
Like, this horse is definitely still, like, bucking around like crazy.
I want to try something.
Of course
yes,
you do.
This is, yeah.
But
no, but this
why don't we just,
good.
Roll your two now? And then you could tell everyone what you wanted to try.
All right, got to get them
twos
up.
Beverly will be like, I want to try something. I would like to loudly say the green teen. I rolled a nat 20. Now I'd like to attack this person. I rolled a 2.
Yeah, he always rolls really high on dumb shit.
I rolled 20 on thinking fondly of mother. No, I have a really high animal handling. I want to try and corral the horse so that I can run over, so I can basically stampede the other barbarians.
Oh my God, I love this.
All right, cool.
Okay, so this horse is going fucking apeshit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What would it have to be?
I'll say DC 20.
Okay.
To just, like, ride it.
Just to ride, all right, cool.
Just to ride it. I don't know that you're going to be able to, like, command it to do something.
Okay, would I be using my animal handler?
I'll tell you what. Okay, so you've got these two barbarians that are still left that are near you guys. You've got this bucking horse. I'll say if you can get on the horse, I'll just give you advantage on regular attacks because you're just like a whirlwind swinging around.
Okay, cool. I'm going to give it a go.
Great. For it.
Let's do it. All right,
try to tame the wild horse.
That's a 12.
God damn it!
Every time.
Beverly, what do you say to Moonshine as you go to hop on the back of this horse?
I say, buck this!
Nice. And I say,
instantly.
Young Bev, that is such a dynamite idea. You get your rear up on that head.
I will.
He yells, buck this, hops up. Just gets kicked back down to the ground. And yeah, you're still free to take your turn. I'll still let you take an action. I'll let you take an action in like half your movement if you still want to attack somebody.
All right. Am I taking damage for that?
No. It was just for flavor.
Okay. What's the name of the horse again?
Bojangles.
Bojangles, no!
He's a proud beast, you know? Honestly, I think even if his mind was right, you wouldn't be able to mount him.
That's fair. All right. I'm a little disoriented.
I've seen him ride another horse. He's got his own horse, Bojangles.
That's why he's famous.
The horse riding horse.
I was a fool to think I could tame such a beast. I guess I'll just slash at one of these barbarians.
Cool. Yeah, there's two of them there.
Cool. Another 9. Oh,
nice. Does it nat?
But does it hit them?
Dude, a freaking nat 9?
Plus 5, so that's 14.
14, that hits.
All right, great.
Yeah, these guys are little wimpies.
Come on, take it, bitch.
It's going to be a 10.
Woo!
Ooh,
10.
Woo!
This dude is
so
on
high.
Death's door.
That's got to look cool. I just got hit by a horse. I like to think the horse hits me and kicks me towards the barbarian. I spin around in the air and slice at him.
You could almost pass like that's what you intended.
Yeah, you're extremely concussed. Beverly has no recollection that he tried to ride the horse.
Yeah.
Does Beverly have to roll for CTE?
I definitely, you can get like 3 or 4 before you have to stop playing. So I'm going to mark down 1.
He's going to have to retire from the green teens if he gets kicked again in the head.
So that's 1 concussion. Cool. Great.
So that is going to be back up to the whip guy who is dead. Now it is Goresh's turn.
One of these days I'm going to do something cool and it's actually going to work.
I like that move though. That was a good idea.
All right. Next time.
Then again, I like most of the ideas.
You are an enabler.
And I'm not.
So Goresh turns to you, hard one, and he goes, watch this. And
you say that one more time.
He spins the trident around. He spikes it into the roof of the inn and pulls back out his dagger and his rapier, and he's just going to swing on you.
Ah.
Because that's all he knows how to do.
Because he doesn't know how to use the trident.
I know. Power of animals.
He's weak. He's weak to animals. I hate dogs. I don't like cats or dogs.
I'm going to make those be your last words.
He swings a rapier and misses. He's going to swing his dagger, and he crits.
Oh, no. Oh.
His watch this is good.
Hard one, what's your HP currently?
It's at 8 now.
Oh, boy.
7 damage.
Ooh. Oh. That puts me at 1, baby. Right. But I got second wind.
And then he still's got one more attack with his dagger.
Oh, no.
And he hits with his dagger.
Okay, that's fine. We'll have to cure him.
Yeah.
That is going to be...
Doesn't matter.
5 damage.
We should get up on that roof anyways.
Yep.
So hard one drops.
Do we hear this? Do we see this?
Hard one, do you let out any kind of moan or anything?
I'd like to... I'm going to go down completely stoic, silent, but when I fall, I do fart.
So you guys...
I recognize that gas from anywhere.
I'm going to do that really... You know that cool move where it's like raining and you just go to both your knees, your eyes are a little dazed. You look around, you hear the fiddle, but you see like your friends getting fucked up. And then I go face first with a tiny little burst of gas.
Is it like a real high-pitched squeaker?
You know...
You guys hear this amidst the rain and the thunder and the lightning.
Can it be so high-pitched? I want it to be so high-pitched that, Pawpaw hears it.
Only Beverly can hear it because he's so young. It doesn't register for moonshine. The green teams are all, they all have nosebleeds.
Erlen, Derlin, and Cran.
Erlen, they come rushing in and they lay hands you.
Moonshine, so, that's just a stress fart.
Huh? Oh, no.
So Hard One goes down. Gresh is up there with three of these other barbarians, and they've got the tridents.
Uh-oh.
So now it is the barbarians that are on the ground. So there's one that is so hurt, and one that is next to you, Moonshine. Or both of them are next to you. So they're both going to swing on Moonshine.
Even the one that just got hit by Biff?
Yes.
Dang.
They both miss.
Power, no power. Hey.
That is going to take us to the bard, who is still playing on the fiddle so hard.
What's the bard's name?
The bard? You never asked his name.
Okay.
But you asked that right now, yeah, after getting kicked in the head. You think you're just in, meeting this bard for the first time.
Over.
Beverly's insane.
That's a really nice violin.
Oh, my name's Rusty. Nice to meet you, kid.
Nice to meet you, too. I think that horse hit me in the head.
Tell you what, how about I play a little something I was going to play for the jamboreen?
Oh, the jamboreen.
He starts playing a jamboreen pallor tune.
Oh, I knew it wasn't canceled.
So you get a D6 of inspiration.
Hell yeah.
Whatever you'd like.
In your concussed state, do you think this is the jamboreen now?
Absolutely. I think this is the jamboreen opening ditty that I'm hearing.
Oh, shit. I fucked up. Okay, so then the three guys that are up there with Goresh, those three guys are going to run over to the side of the roof, and they're going to huck spears down at Beverly.
Nice.
Actually, no, you know what? They're going to huck spears at the fucking bard because they see he's up to something.
Mm.
So as he's playing this fiddle, ooh, he...
Wait, shit, can I hop up and try and, like, block any of these?
No, you can't.
Ugh.
I need to prepare a reaction.
Can
or
I throw? Oh, no, you're right.
Guys, bard just got hit.
No!
What?
Rusty!
Okay.
You just met him.
Even with all the dancing?
Even with all the dancing, he was hit. So he was just hit for 4 damage.
Okay.
He's still standing?
Okay.
He's still fiddling?
He's still fiddling.
He's like the Titanic. Gonna go down with the ship.
He's gonna go down with the ship.
I know that we shouldn't heal him, but I want to.
No, let me die. The bard survives.
Second guy hits him for 6. You see the spear come down, hits him in the chest. He goes, oh! That's it. We were together one last time.
Oh, no!
And he falls over, and the fiddle stops.
No!
No!
And there's a boom of thunder.
And you just hear the rain.
Feel the air. You just hear the rain. So this other guy is now going to huck his spear down at Beverly.
See, now this was feeling fun, but now it got real.
And he's going to hit Beverly for 5 damage.
Okay, I'm remembering. I definitely did get hit by a horse. That's coming into focus.
Yeah,
suddenly, a very sobering moment for Beverly.
It's really convenient.
Moonshine, have you gone yet?
No.
Okay, it's actually your turn.
Okay. I would like to... So I've got 2 guys around me, right? One is pretty hurt.
Yes, one is super, super hurt.
Could I attack one and then use my movement to try to climb the roof?
If you succeed wildly, I'll let you get up there, but you need to do a really good athletics check. I'm going to see that be a scramble and a half.
Or should I just let them get opportunity attacks on me? Hmm. No, I'm going to attack the one who's looking not good.
He's like almost dead.
I feel
7 ain't going to hit, is it?
A 7 isn't going to hit.
Okay, well then I'm going to spores him for 6.
Cool, finish him. He's dead.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to like take a bunch of spores out of my mouth like it's like dip or two. And be like, yo, you got to try this. It's all the rage. And then put it in his lip.
Oh, all right. It actually tastes pretty good. Oh, wait, I'm seeing stuff. I'm seeing purple. I'm seeing red. I'm seeing colors. Oh, God, it's getting bigger.
I'm dead.
God.
My brain explodes.
That's the colors of mortality.
All of the warriors are barbarians are from Massachusetts, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to let the other guy get, I'm guessing he'll get an attack of opportunity on me.
If you're going to run, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to go for it.
Okay,
and
cool.
I'm going
to. So he's going to roll to hit you, and he hits.
Fucker.
For 5 damage.
Okay. And then I'm going to run to try to climb the roof to get to Hard One.
Dope. Give me an athletics check. I'm going to say, since you've already taken an action and everything, I'm going to say DC 20 athletics check to get up there.
Hmm. Do y'all think that God could pack a lip so big that even he would get a buzz?
No, I couldn't even with bardic inspiration. Okay. I got a 12.
You
I'm
got
gonna
a 12?
Save my bardic inspiration.
Okay. That's okay. It'll make you. It'll make it easier for you to get up there next turn.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that you're kind of hanging up there. So you'll have a very easy climb check to get up, and you'll still be able to use your action and everything
Sweet.
Next turn.
Sweet. So I'm kind of like a gecko.
You're like hanging
I'm
off
like
the gutter.
I'm like a gecko on the wall. Yeah.
It's full of leaves. Mishka rarely gets up there to clean it.
She hasn't cleaned the gutters in a very long time.
I'm like, this is currency where I come from. Stuffing it in my pockets.
Cool. So
dang, damp leaves.
Very inflated.
They just leave them out here.
Bev, that's
bad gonna, economy.
Bev, that's gonna be you. There are birds going nuts in the sky. There's this horse that is bucking like crazy, and then there is this one barbarian in front of you, and the three up on the roof. And then this bard is laying there with a spear in his chest.
I think I gotta get up on the roof. I'm wondering, what if I used my vine spell to like propel me upwards?
It's only a DC, like, 15 to get up there.
Maybe I'll just try and climb.
Yeah, you could just climb.
All right, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Just know that I could have done something cool, and it would have gone really well. All right.
Oh, my God.
What'd you roll?
Your boy got a two.
The two crew.
Two legit, two crit.
Two ka-choo.
Two ka-choo.
Well,
Mrs.
fuck.
Robinson.
That's going to be a seven. I remain on the ground.
A seven. Yeah, you start to...
You still have an action, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you start to scramble up. You kind of lose your footing and pop back down. I'm going to say your movement is done, but if you want to throw a javelin or something at this other dude, you can do that.
I for sure want to throw a javelin.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you want to throw it up on one of the guys on the roof, or do you want to throw it at the guy that's going head-to-head with me?
I should probably throw up on the roof, because that's where I'm headed.
Yeah, throw it at Goresh.
I'm going to throw it at Goresh, for sure.
Goresh is probably going to be kind of hard to hit, because he's like, he was never hanging over the side of the roof. He's kind of in the middle of the roof.
Okay.
The barbarians were standing over the edge throwing down onto people, so they're popping out. You're right up against the building. You're going to have a hard time hitting somebody who's back.
I'll just aim for the person best in my eye line.
Dope.
Cool.
Oh.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Is that another
Christ.
Two?
James.
Two legit
James
secret.
T. Did you fucked me with these dice.
You got
crazy.
Another two?
I got another two.
Oh my goodness.
God,
the
damn
two
it.
Crew.
The two crew. The prophecy of the two crew has come true.
Bev, you're still a little concussed. You
right,
go to
yeah.
throw the javelin. It goes straight up and straight back down. You have to move out of the way to not get hit with
your
javelin.
You didn't lose your javelin. It could have been worse.
Yeah, you didn't lose it.
All right, yeah. Javelin retained. All right, cool turn.
Cool. So that is going to be...
Wait, Murph, does the horse get a chaos turn where they can try and trample this barbarian?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I'll say now that it is Goresh's turn, I will say on Goresh's turn that the horse will try to get its wits back about it. And he does not.
No,
he's still going.
Motion,
he's still going nuts. I'll do the same thing. I'll let the ravens...
horse riding horse.
I'll let the ravens roll a save. They are also still fucked up by
Bojangles, the horse riding horse. He can make a meal. That's right. He knows how to cook, and his heart ye will steal.
Woo! Cool. So Goresh is going to... What is our boy going to do? You know what? He is going to... He's going to ready an action.
Oh, big man, ready
so
in action.
So he readies in action. That is going to be you, Hard One. Give me a death-saving throw.
Yeesh.
That's a 10.
That's a pass, actually.
Oh,
10
good.
Is exactly what you needed. So that's one success for Hard One Shorefoot up there alone with all these barbarians.
Hard One Shorefoot, Bastard of the Mountain, the often dead.
Yeah.
The often dead is really
what
funny.
What are we at now? Is it now the four times dead?
I think it's four.
Yeah, we're going to have to change that to just oft.
Let's we'll call it oft because it's...
The oft dead.
Oh, boy.
It's too many to count. Okay, that is going to be the barbarians. So this one that was down on the ground is going to go back... Run back and try to hit you, Bev. And he is going to... does a 16 hit?
Nope.
Dope.
Ooh. Oh, I'm
he misses. You move out of the way.
Boy.
You hide behind your javelin that's sticking out. You just sort of... He's trying to chase you around. It's kind of funny.
You what put I do your is helmet that, yeah. on the javelin so he thinks that it's you.
He just starts swinging down on the javelin.
Yeah.
Then these other three guys that were up on the roof are going to... Oh, Moonshine, you're hanging off the roof.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the guys, give me an acrobatics check.
I'm going to say they're going to get advantage, and they're going to try to throw you off the roof.
God, I'm rolling like crap.
What'd you do to our dice, Murph?
These are weighted fucking dice.
Yeah.
Hold on. This address looks familiar. You sent us these dice.
I guess.
This was my plan all along, for the show to be unexciting, for you guys to always roll poorly.
I got a 6.
These guys got like a 26.
6.
Okay, so I'm not going to use my
So this first guy digs his nails into your hand like Scar.
Oh.
From The Lion King.
And
he whispers in your ear, I killed that bard guy. And then he throws you back and you hit the ground for 5 damage.
Moonshine screams, I know!
I know we were all there!
Bev, I think you're going to have to heal Hard One because I'm down to 3 and I think I'm going to have to cure myself.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm on it.
Okay, these other two guys now with Moonshine on the ground, they're just going to throw spears at her.
Yeah, but guess what? I get 17 AC because I got my shield.
Yeah, do spears count as...
That's a projectile, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep.
Nice.
You are absolutely right.
Okay. 17 AC.
So Moonshine falls on the ground, pulls out her shield, and tries to hide behind it.
Just a cowardly mushroom.
One goes right into the shield. Second one goes right into the shield. You now have a cool-ass shield with two spears in it.
I peek from behind my shield, and I say, you just couldn't keep up, could you, boys?
I say, hey, save me those spears. I'm running low on javelins.
Cool. So I'm going to roll for our boy, Papa.
He's off.
He's off.
Papa, I near forgot.
Yeah, it's only been a few rounds. It takes people a while to, you know, run that far.
But
especially
boy is good.
A little scramble boy.
Yeah, easily distracted.
An easily distracted scramble boy. Yeah.
I want to see like a GoPro vision of what Papa's up to.
He's just wrestling with Jonah the Crick Bully was in the swamp.
Immediately went and found Jonah.
Doing that.
Papa goes down an alleyway. It's just lined with like stinky trash cans, and he has just a full crisis of conscience.
Can I use the... Oh, wait, it's not my turn right now.
Yeah, it is your turn.
Okay. So first off, I would like to try to contact my fungal network and see if I can see where Papa is.
Oh, shit. Is that actually... Okay.
I mean, mushrooms work like a network.
It's true.
This is insane. Give me a raw wisdom check.
Just let her log into America Online Mushroom Edition, idiot.
God, I just got 11.
You got an 11. Pawpaw is still alive. You know that. You can feel that.
Oh, that's not heartening.
You can
to hear
feel
that.
Your baby boy's scrambly little heart still beating.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
You hear it? It's going super fast. Faster than normal.
Oh, Papa.
So we don't know what's going on.
Be safe.
Oh, but Moonshine, it is your turn to do your stuff.
I shouldn't have sent him out on a solo mission. Okay, so I shout to Beverly, I gotta take care of me. I gotta do some self-care. So Hard One is all yours. And I think I'm gonna have to cure wounds myself.
Cool.
For 9.
Ooh.
Then I'm gonna try to jump onto the roof again.
Okay. DC 10 to just get up there and not do an action or anything.
Oh, I got an 8 and I didn't use my Bardic Inspiration.
Would you like to use your Bardic Inspiration and see if you made it up there? Yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to do that?
That I'll do, donkey.
Cool. Moonshine scrambles up. Moonshine, you're now on the roof.
Yeah,
cool.
And I crouch beneath my shield because I'm scared.
These
weak.
Guys just keep pummeling on the shield. Cool, that is you, Bev.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to scramble as well.
Okay.
Get on up this roof.
Everybody's Jesus going on Christ. The roof.
What did you get?
You have Bardic Inspiration.
You also have Bardic Inspiration.
I got a 4. Athletics is 5, so that's a 9.
That's a 9.
Yeah, I guess I'll use my Bardic Inspiration, right?
Oh, man, if you roll a 6, you'll be able to do an action.
Another 4. 2 4s.
Okay. So
2 4s for this horde.
You get up there. You notice as you're climbing up, you hear a Mishka war cry.
Ooh.
And a bunch of barbarians yelling. And then you hear the clashing of steel and then silence.
Uh-oh.
As you climb up. So you get back up onto the roof.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Do we need to go? I don't even have any healing spells left.
Okay. That is... Oh, wait. Bev.
Yeah.
As you climb up there... Sorry. Moonshine. As you climbed up there, Goresh picks up the trident and goes to try to throw it into your chest.
Oh God!
That was
his ready action.
Into,
because Moonshine was the first.
But that's
waiting
gonna
for
be a fucking
come
projectile. So I'm
that
a 17.
That is
AC.
Gonna be a projectile.
And if this thing just fucking sticks in the shield, then that's your.
Then
it's, that's
yeah.
Your
then I can grab it.
Uh huh.
Okay. Let's see what happens here. So Moonshine, you are at how much HP?
12
HP. Okay.
Hmm.
He's probably going to be able to do that much damage, but only if he hits. And you would need to roll well.
I have a 17 AC.
17 AC. Okay. So you climb up. First thing you see is Goresh laughing, and he says, "Watch this."
I hate when he says that.
Spins the trident around.
He's so good when he says that.
Tosses it at you.
Really works for him.
I swear to God, he just crit.
Oh, no!
You can come over and look at the dice if you'd like, but he just crit.
I trust you. Maybe I shouldn't, but I do.
It's a little too dramatic for him to crit right now, but he just crit. Fuck.
Damn it. That sucks. Right. That sucks
really
a lot.
Sucks.
Cool.
Okay.
So
13 damage.
No.
Down
the
again.
The trident strikes Moonshine in the chest and she falls off the roof.
Well, the good news is
onto
the trident's
ground.
In my chest.
Right. The trident
she does have the trident.
She does have the trident. It is in your chest.
Joke's on you. We got the trident. Mission accomplished.
Oh, wait,
and now
fuck.
I turn back into a normal woman.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So dramatic. Moonshine struck in the chest. She turns back into a normal woman and
falls
back.
He sees how fucking hot I was.
Off the roof.
And regrets.
All right.
You are on the ground. And
it's all on you, young Bev.
That is you, Beverly.
Let's go, Bev.
Okay. Hard one's still down.
Hard one's down on the roof. You are on the roof.
Yeah.
You have used your turn to climb up on the roof. I can say, since we did these turns kind of out of order because I fucked up the reaction, you can say that you never climbed up if you'd rather be down with Moonshine on the ground.
That seems dishonest. I was planning to climb up.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's good that you get Hard
I think
one
I see
down.
Moonshine like fall to the ground like, Moonshine!
And I say, save Hard One.
All right.
It's so heroic.
I think I get up on the roof. I'm going to start trying to make my way to Hard One. Where is Hard One in relation to me and the barbarians and Goresh?
So there were three barbarians kind of hanging off the side there, throwing spears. You could easily go over to the side so they don't get opportunity attacks because it's a pretty big roof. Goresh is kind of in the middle of the roof where he just speared Moonshine.
Uh-huh.
You can also easily get to Hard One without provoking opportunity attack.
Yeah, I think I want to rush to Hard One and do touch hands.
Touch hands.
Yeah. I hate waking up and hearing that.
But you always just hear hands. Although Beverly is like kind of grizzled and badass now, I'm sure he's just like touch hands.
Yeah, Beverly, how do you touch hands?
All right, here's what I do. I lift my hands in the air. I cross them into an X. I say, by Pelor's mercy, by his great and masculine beard, I lay upon my hands.
And all I hear is hands.
Yeah, Goresh just isn't paying attention. Mm. He's just quietly going, yes, 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 to himself after javelining Moonshine.
Yeah.
Cool. So you want to use all 15 HP, I assume?
Crick miss.
You want to use all 15 of your HP from the lay hands to give to...
Yes, I do.
Great. You pop back up with 15 HP, Hard One. All right. So that is going to be Goresh's turn. So Goresh is going to run over to Beverly and say...
What are you doing talking about touching hands? What was that?
It's what the green teens do best.
He's going to hit with his rapier.
Does it hit?
For 11 damage.
Oh, neat.
Wow. What does that put you at?
That puts me at 7.
Then he swings with his dagger. He hits with his dagger.
Uh-oh.
That is 4. Another 4 damage. And then he's going to swing one more time with his dagger. And he misses with his dagger.
You know I have an 18 AC, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He rolled an 18.
Jesus. Okay.
On the first
We're switching dice after this.
Yeah.
I'm literally using.
He missed twice.
We appreciate.
He missed twice and hit once.
No, we appreciate the gift, but we are burning the dice.
That's the first time he's ever hit with his rapier. So, you know, you're not completely cursed.
That puts me at 3 HP.
Okay. That's you, Hard One.
Yeah, but I literally never hit once. Oh, I hit once this thing.
Damn. I guess I'm just, I'm going to whisper to Bev, watch this.
Oh, why would you?
That's my line.
That's your line.
Yeah, that's my line.
That's a 23.
Oh!
It just took me a second to do the math. That was I thought it was a dramatic effect.
I didn't know.
It's my bad math just like makes this automatically dramatic.
Yeah.
And that is a 14.
14 damage?
Yeah.
Can I use my bardic inspiration now?
On the damage? Can you do it on a damage roll?
No, you can't.
No, right, cool. You can't. Okay. No.
It's only on abilities and attack.
Okay.
14.
14.
Pretty good.
Dope. Do you want to use your second wind or anything?
Oh.
It's up to you. You don't have to.
Yeah, I'm going to use my second wind so I don't get knocked
out.
Go ahead and roll your
d10.
Five? Plus your fighter level, which is 3, so 8. So you get 8 HP back.
Nice.
Nice.
Great. What are you at?
That puts me at 23.
Great.
Cool. That's so good. You're back up. Now the barbarians are going to go.
So jealous.
There was one.
So healthy.
There was one that was on the ground, but the only person down there now is Moonshine, and she's knocked out. So he's going to run up and try to climb up.
A beautiful corpse.
He comments
the
on
mushroom,
that.
The mushrooms in the ground, like, sympathetically surround me and circle me.
They could almost do, like, a bed of mushrooms rises beneath you.
What is actually happening is that the animals are surrounding you.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
like,
because of the javelin.
A bear has wandered out. There's a couple deer. The horse, the riding
does
horse.
Does the bear still have Danny in his teeth?
No, it's a different bear. New bear. So they're kind of surrounding Moonshine there down on the ground.
Even Bojangles?
Even Bojangles is there.
Is he riding a horse?
Is he riding his own horse?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the one guy is going to make a climb check to try to get up. And he gets up, but he's not going to be able to do anything that turn. He didn't succeed wildly. The other three guys, I guess, are going to rush in and try to take out Beverly because he's so hurt.
Wish they wouldn't.
Fuck. Them.
So first guy swings and he misses.
Okay.
Second guy swings and that's an 18 to hit.
I have 18.
Okay.
So that does hit?
That does hit.
Oof.
Six damage.
Oh, I'm down.
Bev goes down.
Bev's down.
Bev's down, everybody. Oh. So just hard one and all these guys. So this last guy is going to take a swing on you, hard one, and he misses.
Nice.
Okay. So then that is going to be you, Moonshine. So first, give me a death saving throw.
Okay. Six.
Six. Ooh. One death for Moonshine.
Ooh.
Hard one. You are the only one who is still standing. On Moonshine's turn, you look up into the sky, and you see an eagle with Pawpaw in his claws.
What?
And he's going nuts. He's going ape shit. This eagle lands with Pawpaw, plops Pawpaw down near Moonshine, lands, turns into a centaur.
Thank God! I thought Pawpaw had been caught!
Turns into a centaur. This big, like, dude with, he's got, like, antlers. He's like a deer person.
Oh, that's so fucking
he's
cool.
He's so majestic. He has...
What are his pecs like?
He has... Immaculate, just immaculate. He's got long hair. He's got like flowers in his antlers and stuff. Pawpaw goes up on his shoulders and starts licking his face. And he's going to cast a level 3 cure wounds on Moonshine.
Nice.
What? Oh.
Hold on. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You go up for 20.
Guys, this is this is the horse that Bojangles rides.
Oh my goodness, that's a roller coaster. I went from being like, Papa's been caught. Our only chance for salvation is flying off into the night to get eaten by baby
eagles.
I love
that you're lying dead. You just rolled a 6 on your death saving
throw.
True. All you can think about is just Papa's health. That's hospitality.
That's the
that is fucking hospitality. You're selfless to the end.
Oh my goodness.
So Moonshine, you don't get your turn, but you pop up at the end of your turn. You're surrounded by animals. Pawpaw jumps.
I think that I definitely immediately think this centaur is Melora. Melora?
No.
Melora?
No, no.
Meloro?
No, my name is Pieter.
Try again.
My name is Pieter.
Petri?
Pieter.
Petri.
Pieter. Just call me Peter, okay? Just call me Peter.
Petri.
Just call me... God damn it. Why did I bring you back? Why did I bring you back? Pawpaw jumps off his shoulder and jumps onto you.
Are you taking the trident out? Or right now, you're just standing up, trident sticking out of your chest.
Could you take that out, please?
I'm knocking things over.
Would you mind? You're making me uncomfortable. This is strange.
Will you take it out for me, Petrie?
Sure. So Petrie takes the trident out of your chest, and he hands it to you. And all the animals are surrounding you. That takes us to you, Beverly.
I got
to
do a saving roll.
Oh, wait, no. Yes, you got to do a death saving throw.
Yeah, because I'm dead.
You dead, dude.
Because you killed a child. How's that feel, Murph?
Don't roll a 2.
All right.
Roll a 1.
That's a 19.
Ooh.
19. Okay. That's one victory.
Okay.
That takes us up. Sorry, I just got to write down Peter's name. Pieter.
Or Petrie.
Pieter.
Petrie, whatever you like to call him.
Oh, majestic antler man who brought you back to life.
Yeah,
he just saved Petrie.
He just saved your life, and you can't do him the solid of saying his name how he wants it to be
very
said.
Very rude.
She's trying. She just can't pronounce it right. She's never met a Peter before, but she's known a lot of Petries.
He's a Pieter.
She doesn't know Pieter or Peter, but she knows like 5 Petries, so cool. She keeps fucking up.
That is going to be Goresh. So Goresh.
Suddenly, from the sky, another centaur appears.
Another centaur shows up with another possum?
The possum was Erlin the whole time.
Goresh takes a swing, misses with his rapier, swings with his dagger, hits with his dagger. 4, 7 damage. Takes another swing with his dagger, misses. Huh. And that is going to be you, Hard One.
Nice. I guess I'm going to say, you aren't allowed to ever say watch this again.
Oh, yeah.
19.
Ooh!
19, that hits.
Nice!
Consider it watched.
14.
14 damage? Jesus.
This would be so awesome if you killed him.
You slash him so hard across his chest, and he just flexes at you and says, bring it, bro.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Watch this, watch this.
I kind of like this, though.
And that takes us to the barbarians. So this barbarians surround you. There are now 4 and Goresh still on the roof.
Oh,
so they surround you. So first guy swings, misses. Second guy swings, misses. Third guy swings, fucking misses. They all rolled under a 10. They all fucking missed.
Dope.
Turns out,
didn't even need the cloak.
They watched it.
That is you, Moonshine.
Okay. I was going to throw this back into... I was going to try and javelin it back into the bay, but right now I have no spells and I have no wild shape, so I think my best option is to try to wield this. So I would like to hold the trident.
Okay.
And with the raw primal energy of Melora, channel the idea of killing the ponytails and bringing the ponytails to me.
Dope.
Nice. Sick.
Into the trident.
Oh, man.
And then just like... into the sky.
Into the sky. Dope. You know what? Give me a spell attack roll with advantage.
I like to think that when you do this, the blood on the trident starts blooming into mushrooms. Ooh.
Already got a 20.
Dope.
Got a 19, so then that becomes a 24.
Nice.
24. Dope.
Yes.
Okay.
We needed that shit.
Hey, y'all are welcome.
We needed that shit.
I went ahead and absorbed all the 2s for the episode. Y'all are very welcome for that.
Okay, so you see, you've got a bear there, you've got the riding horse, you've got all of these ravens, and you've got a couple deer. You see the deer.
Kill the ponytails and bring their ponytails to me.
You see all of the animals that can't like climb rush into the bar. And you don't know what's going on. You just hear, like, ripping. And the ravens fly up, and they're going to go after one of the barbarians.
Yes.
And they miss.
Okay.
One of the barbarians throws his cloak up and blocks.
I love that
from Moonshine, you can also... So as a bonus action, you can, command the things, but as an action, you can try to bring in a new animal. So do you want to try to get, like, an owl or another thing of ravens or something like that?
I want something flying.
It depends on what's around. So you want to look for something flying?
Yeah,
I'll roll to see what's up there. Owl again. Do you want to try to grab the owl?
Oh, they're so regal. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna tell the owl.
Okay, he's gonna. What is your spell save DC?
My spell save DC is 13.
Okay. He fails. You got that owl.
Okay, so the owl.
It feels dirty, though, to do that to an owl. I'm, like, manipulating him.
The owl would want to help the village.
And I'm also going to make, like, a dope meal for all the animals that helped us at the end.
The flesh of the ponytail, man.
That's what Pieter says to you. Don't worry, we'll make a dope meal for the village.
Thank you, Petrie.
Petrie,
am I saying that right?
I saved your life. I saved your life.
Petrie.
Your life.
Petrie.
The owl comes down and swings, and he actually does claw this dude. He claws this dude for only 2 damage. They do very little damage.
Probably pretty annoying, though.
Oh, he's super annoying.
An owl, this is the last thing I expected today.
Okay, that is going to be... Oh, that is actually Pieter. Pieter,
nice. Hey.
Never thought of how a centaur would climb a building. It'd probably be pretty tough for him, huh?
I think one bounds off like a wall nearby.
I put out my hands like in like a little.
Okay, you want to give him a boost? I'm gonna say it's a DC 20 athletics check for Pieter to get up. No, he doesn't. Pieter goes, "Thank you. I will now save your friends." And he goes to jump up. He is so heavy. He weighs like a ton. He just immediately kicks through your hand and slams down into the ground in front of you.
Oh, right. I'm a centaur. I just ask him, Pieter, you didn't want to turn into an eagle for a second?
Well, I've already used my wild, all of my wild shapes for the day.
Got it. Never mind.
Y'all, I've been there. I know what you're saying, Pieter.
You know what? I'm gonna throw another cure wounds at you. How about that?
Oh, my God. Is he flirting with me?
You get healed for 7.
Oh, I'm at full. Thank you, Petri. No.
Whoa.
My name's Pieter.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying, isn't it?
That is you, Bev.
Let's keep saving.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 1.
Oh, wait.
Lucky.
Oh, you do.
You lucky little half-one bitch.
Jesus Christ. Oh, wow. So you, interesting.
Yeah. I get to reroll.
Yeah.
If I had rolled a 1 and wasn't a halfling, what would have happened?
Just two fails.
Oh, okay, cool. But two fails and one go.
Two fails.
Shit. All right, cool. That's a 17.
17. Nice. Good.
Ooh. All right.
Another victory for our boy Beverly.
Your boy's going to stabilize.
Now it is Goresh's turn. Goresh swings at Hard One. Watch this. And he hits.
Fuck that. With the rapier?
10.
Oh, wow. Rapier. That fucks me right up.
The battle for the catchphrase.
Swings again. He misses with the dagger. And he swings again with the dagger. And he misses.
Nice.
What are you at?
7.
Okay.
That's you, Hard One.
I gotta just finish off Goresh.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's still looking all right.
Yeah.
He's not looking that bad.
Cool. Well, yeah. I watched that. Now you watch this. Another 19.
Nice.
Ooh.
That hits.
Holy shit.
Ooh, 1, but I get to reroll that.
Cool.
Ah.
8.
Ooh.
Dope.
He starts bleeding, but it gets infected, so he falls to the ground.
He looks pretty annoyed now. He's pretty hurt. He sees
that so strong.
He sees that like the animal shit has kind of calmed down. He hears a horse trying to get up onto the roof from where he's standing. It sounds like a horse is just trying to jump up. So he's actually looking a little worried. He's not looking quite as confident as he was. Just to himself saying, oh, "Watch this! Oh, watch this! Watch this! You can do this, Goresh! You can do this, Goresh! You can do this." Cool. That is going to be the other barbarians.
To a bystander, it must look like Hard One and Goresh are just saying, watch this to each other over and over again.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, yeah, because it's all happening so quick.
Yep.
So that is...
Watch this. Watch this. Watch this.
So that is going to be the other barbarians. They are going to swing at you, Hard One. First one misses. Second one hits for 5 damage.
Oh, damn.
Third one misses. Fourth one misses.
Whew.
These guys are freaking wieners.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty weaned right now.
You're weaned up, dude.
You get smacked by enough wieners, you're going to die.
That is you, Moonshine.
Okay, I want to try to climb.
I'll say that Pieter can help you up because he feels so useless.
Oh, yeah,
well,
use the antlers as a ladder.
Yeah, I want to try and climb up.
Make a climb check with advantage.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. 20.
Dope. Scramble right up there.
Okay.
Using his horns.
Ow,
this hurts me.
I want to ready an action to help Pieter. Or I guess maybe there's nothing really else to do. All the animals have been commanded. I'll try to call another... Can I ready an action to help a Pieter get up.
You also, oh, you don't have any more spells. You can't help
I
these
can't
guys.
Do anything. Hmm. I can't. I am going to Halo of Spores. I am going to Halo of Spores.
Cool.
That's a bone. That's a reaction. So
got it. Okay.
Can I just ready an action
to help
Pieter
him up?
Up?
Yep.
And
totally.
Then I'm going to Spores. I'm going to Spores Goresh.
Okay.
For three.
Dope. You are but a regular woman.
I say, watch this. Am I doing it right?
I'm like, you are. Why does everyone say this now? Is this a thing that all of us say?
He started it.
Yeah. I've been saying it. I heard somebody. Okay, technically, somebody at the bar was saying it. They said that some guy came in and kept saying, watch this. So I was like, that should be my thing.
We have to kill him. He don't like that. Okay, now it is Pieter's turn. He is going to try to get up. Even with advantage. Oh, okay.
Oh.
He gets up. It's really labored. It is really labored. He's holding onto you with both hands. He's super buff, but he's using all upper body as his, like, hooves are just kicking off the side. And he gets to the top, and he will cast...
Cure Wounds would be
dope.
Pretty tight.
Okay. He'll cast Cure Wounds on Bev.
Yeah.
Bev, you got your little
great
amulet,
idea,
too. You got your little amulet, too.
Oh, yeah.
You could use that on yourself.
Well, not probably not
you're
while
out right
I'm
now.
Unconscious.
He healed you for 11.
Do I know what that amulet does?
You don't.
Oh,
you
shit.
Haven't used it.
No, yeah. All right.
Oh, shit.
Thank you for reminding me about that.
I got an idea for when it's my turn.
Okay.
So I'm
up?
Is actually... Okay, yeah. So that was Moonshine, Pieter. That is you, Bev.
So wait, how much HP do I have now?
11.
Okay.
11.
You're
oh,
shit. That's great.
You're at 11.
All right. Yeah, fuck. I feel like I'm so grateful to be back up. I say, thank you. What's your name, sir?
My name is Pieter.
Pieter, am I saying that right?
That is absolutely correct. Wow. Thank you so much
rolling
for
VR.
Do you have your linguistics badge? Because I will give it to you.
I'm working on it. I need you to sign some paperwork after this, Pieter.
I will do that. I will do that for you.
Hard one nods. I'll sign off on it.
I bow deeply to Pieter.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna offer up a quick prayer to Pelor for allowing me to rejoin the fray.
Okay.
And I wanna grab my amulet and see if, because I know it is a holy relic. I wanna grab my amulet and see if I can
see if
do
it does anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, you pull out that amulet.
Yeah.
And it is glowing white. Bev, here is what the amulet does.
Oh my gosh, I've just been handed a note card. That's extremely my shit. Okay, here we go. Theala's amulet. You or any ally who can see the amulet may use a bonus action to do a healing surge. Expend up to half your hit dice. For each hit die spent this way, roll the die and add your constitution modifier. You regain those hit points. Use once between every rest.
Oh, okay.
Shit. What?
If each Beverly person can use it once. It. So if Beverly, if you use it now, you can't use it again until you take another short rest.
But so
that's
but I
a
could
bonus.
Use it on. I could use it on hard one.
No, you can only use it on yourself.
Oh,
you, like,
okay.
You're drawing inspiration from the amulet.
Okay, cool.
And you kind of get to second wind yourself.
I gotcha. All right, here's what I'm going to do. So I'm back up. Pieter has been properly thanked. Gracias, Pieter. So I'm going to turn to Goresh. I pull out my sword, and I say, watch, this is our thing! And I ensnaring strike him.
Dope. Take a swing.
Cool. That's 14 plus 5.
19. That hits.
Yeah. All okay. right.
What does this ensnaring strike do?
Ensnaring strike is a, it's one of my Oath of the Ancient spells.
Okay.
The next time you hit a creature with a weapon attack, before the spell ends, a writhing mass of thorny vines appears at the point of impact, and the target must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained by the magical vines until the spell ends.
Hell yeah.
A large or larger creature has advantage on the saving throw. If the target succeeds on the save, the vines shrivel away. While restrained by this spell, the target takes 1d6 piercing damage at the start of each of its turns. A creature restrained by the vines or one that can touch the creature can use its action to make a strength check against your spell save DC. On success, the target is freed.
Okay, great.
So
so do you also do your regular sword damage on
yeah.
top of that?
Yeah, right. it happens after the damage.
Roll your sword damage.
That's going to be...
He just rolled a 2 on his save, so he definitely didn't save.
Oh!
So I got a 1 plus 5. That's 6 damage?
6 damage. Okay, you slash this dude. Goresh is starting to look pretty fucked
yeah,
up.
Nice.
But he kind of laughs at your little wiener hit, and he doesn't notice that vines sprout up
from underneath him and grab him by the arms. As and you see he's like flexing against it, trying to get out.
As this happens, I say, may the wriggling hands of Pelor hold you in an eternal embrace.
Pieter just turns to you and goes like, oh man, kid, don't say wriggling.
You're right, squirming.
On my turn, were the animals supposed to attack? Were the birds supposed to attack on my turn?
Oh shit, yeah, okay. So the birds come down. Oh my god.
Wait. What? That can happen, but I do want to take a bonus action to heal myself.
Do it up.
Okay, cool.
You're right, we missed the birds. The birds go down. They are actually going to hit one of the barbarian that was the most hurt. The birds fucking peck this dude to death, and he dies a horrible death.
Yeah.
He gets his throat
birds.
Pecked out like Resident Evil, just crazy fucking crows.
Death from above.
He looks like his body went through like a cheese grater.
Do you think there's a bird nerd out there that got super upset that I just compared a raven to a crow?
Well, they're both corvids, so it's fine.
Oh, perfect.
I'm the only bird nerd was here in the room with us.
I have my bird badge.
The bird nerds officially have decided to let it fly.
That is good fun work.
Okay.
Wait, Murph. So for hit dice, I can expend as much of it as I want.
Half. So at level 3, just one hit die.
So do I roll it? And
yes.
Then, okay.
And then add that in your con modifier, and that's your health.
Okay. 5 HP.
Okay, you get 5 HP back.
I will take it.
Cool. Then on Goresh's turn, how can he get out of this? He needs to do a strength check to beat your like spell save DC.
He's going to take 1d6.
Yeah, he takes 1d6 while restrained by the spell. Yep.
He's right fucked up.
It's
it's
piercing damage, so...
Oh, he's so pierced.
I just want to tell Goresh, I never would have let the vines grow on me, man.
See, frothing at the mouth. He doesn't even try to get out. He's just going to swing with disadvantage like a madman at hard one.
Fuck.
Oh. He misses with his rapier, and he misses with his dagger the first time, and he misses with a dagger the second time, just swinging at frothing,
trying
his best.
The vines wouldn't have got me.
The vines are pulling
him
back.
You're getting killed by a vine. That's lame, man.
It's a spell. It's
hey,
a
everyone,
magic
watch
spell.
This.
It's a magic
watch
spell.
Watch this.
It's a magic spell. They're not regular
Dude's
vines.
Getting killed by plants.
I'm not getting killed by a plant.
Dude, I mean, even
You're cheating.
Getting killed by a gardener would be more honorable.
You're all cheating!
You're getting killed by the garden.
That is going to be you, hard one.
Yeah, cool.
You have advantage on this swing against him because he's vined up.
Oh, shit.
It's like, hey, I don't think Mishka wants a tree growing on a roof. I'm going to chop it down. So I'm going to swing the great axe at his ankles.
Great.
That's a 19. That's a fucking hard one crit.
Oh my god. Roll your damage.
What's the damage when I crit? I roll 2d.
You roll 2d12s.
3. 3. So 12.
12 damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard one. Finish him.
Yes!
Oh, good. Good God, what do I want to do here? Can I just take out my two throwing axes? My brand new throwing axes?
Yeah.
And shear the plant. I'm just going to shear the plant from the bottom to the top. Spend a little extra long right on the crotch right there.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm here. I got a plant. I'm the man.
Good.
I'm the person.
I'm going to groom this into a plant that looks just like Goresh.
Are you making it into a human topiary?
Yes, that's right. And then I'm just going to... flick his jugular and let him bleed out over covering the plant in his blood.
Jesus Christ.
That is a brutal topiary.
Goresh fucking dies. It is now the barbarian's turn. So these guys are going to just fucking disengage and turn tail and run.
Damn right.
These barbarians are fucking gone.
I'm still sicking all the animals on them.
Yeah. Okay.
So
oh
all
my
the animals
God.
Have still been, the bear,
Holy
if they
shit.
Jump off the roof, the bear,
oh,
the horse.
Yeah, yeah, no, they jump off the roof. You see they're starting to like outrun the birds. Like one of them is getting pecked by the ravens, but the other guys are making it. You see the fucking bear and all of the deer and shit run out of the tavern and just start mauling these guys.
Kill
just horrible sounds.
Wait, Murph,
bring
does,
me their tails.
Does Bojangles try to ride one of them?
Bojangles is just furiously bucking one of them. You see Bojangles cold-blooded kills one, kicks him in the head, eyes go dead,
Can
and he falls over.
Please ride on a passing horse and pat someone down.
Yep. Bojangles hoists one of the dead bodies up on his back and rides him around taunting the other barbarians with a dead man on his back.
Oh, shit, it's the mayor. Book it.
Cool, so these barbarians are
running
dead.
For re-election. All the barbarians are dead?
All the barbarians are dead. So you guys are on top of this roof. It is pouring rain. You guys are all up there surrounded by bodies. This fucking gruesome scene. You guys are up there with Pieter.
I would like to jump off the roof, run, and dive into the water, and stick the trident back at the bay.
Restore the bay. I want to run into the bar and see. Wait, where is Mishka still in the bar?
We gotta find out.
Okay. Oh shit! Let's go to the.
Yeah, I run with Hard One.
Okay. So, Hard One and Beverly, you guys hop off the roof and you get down and you see. Crazy fucking murder scene. The tavern is full of body parts from like the bears going in there and tearing at people and shit. You can see that maybe when the animals ran in there, some of these guys were already dead, but they were just crazed and being told to rip out the ponytails. So you see these scalped barbarians all over the ground.
Good touch.
And as you go through the bodies, you do see Mishka on the ground, dead, with six spears in her,
Mishka,
holding a great sword covered in blood, and there are like six dudes laying around her.
You're a fucking hero.
Mishka! I rush over to her just to make sure that she is dead. I take her pulse.
I'm gonna walk over to the casks of ale. Fill one cup to overflowing and pour it out for Mishka.
Oh, beautiful.
And then two more glasses for me.
Hard One sits alone at the bar.
The double fisting.
I run over and I grab one and I down it in one gulp. I'm so sad and so drunk.
Oh my God, Bev is his first Bev. Bev's first Bev.
Mishka. I give you your drunkard's patch.
I come in sopping wet with bay water. And then I see Mishka, and I break down, and then I just put my mouth underneath the cask and start and pull the tap.
We're all getting trashed.
I could have saved her. I'm going to throw up.
It's all right, buddy.
I do throw up.
Throw up. There we go.
I throw up, I kind of wipe my mouth, and I turn to Hard One and Moonshine, and I say, guys, I think the jamboree's canceled.
And with that, we will end our session. Pulling back, a drone shot pulls back on Beverly having his first beer in this absolute disgusting murder scene with his friends. Mishka laying there, the fallen hero. But we do see as we pull back that the bay, once again, lights up.
We are.
Not yet.
Right.
Yeah. Guys, thanks for listening to the show. Follow us on Twitter at Caldy is Caldwell, at CH Murph is me, at Jake Hurwitz is Jake, at E Axford is Emily. Check out our subreddit, r/notanotherdnd podcast.
Get it up to 3,000 subscribers.
Guys, next week we have our first guest.
Ooh. Wow.
Should we announce it now or should it be a surprise?
Leave it. Dude. I think they should be surprised.
A surprise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Surprise guest next week. No, because then you know what? Because then people are just going to guess and they're going to be like, is it Amir? Adam Conover. Adam Conover is coming. Adam is going to come and play with us. So everybody get excited for that.
And act surprised
when Adam shows up.
I don't know what he's playing, but I can't wait.
I know.
Only you know. I was like, you should play some nerdy wizard. And he was like, stop trying to typecast me.
So guys, please rate the show. Say who you want to get a shout out from. We always do shout outs at the end of the show. So request a shout out and we shall give you a shout out.
Oh yeah, for my shout outs, I've been giving people nicknames and honors and stuff.
Yeah.
But it would be way more helpful if your names indicated what you wanted, because then I...
Oh yeah, if you say what you want your nickname to be.
Right, just give me a leaping off point and I can do it better.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I got too many, like, MBV457. Like, I don't know what to do with that, man.
Yeah, just say that your name is Mark. Say, my name is Mark, and I would like a shout-out from Hard One.
I can make an alliteration. That's all I need.
Perfect.
Don't forget to tweet about the show or post on Instagram about the show using hashtag NADPOD.
NADDPOD.
That's right.
POD, baby.
Wait. We need, like, a mournful dirge
oh,
of
yeah.
a POD
for,
this time.
For Mishka, right.
We are, youth of a nation.
Thanks for listening, guys. We're going to do our shout-outs now, starting with the NPCs. So, it's me, Scoutmaster Denny, awarding Rick D the podcast rating badge for excellence in rating podcasts. Congratulations, Rick! Then we got some truly strange requests, including one for the well-hung kobold sorcerer, who doesn't even really have a voice, so I'll just give him a generic tough guy voice. Shout out to Austin Nymaster. It's always nice to meet a fan, although I don't know why I have fans. Next up, marginally better character, Erlin's gonna give a shout out. Hey, KJ Everyday, you're looking a little down, so let's touch hands! Also, shout out to our friend James, who was recently in the hospital. Get better, James. In fact, let's get all the green teens together to touch hands and help with the healing. Okay, Erlin, Derlin, Cran, you guys all ready? Ready? 3, 2, 1. Touch hands! All right, guys, that's it for me. Now let's catch up with Hard One, Beverly, and Moonshine.
Hard One Surefoot would like to thank you, Combaticus, the Combat King. Long live our offense officer. Ocean Kahuna, who is shouting out my favorite dwarven cookies. Aloha and mahalo to you, Duke of the Longboard. Bairn the Demanding, the greedy hand of the deep. Super Avram, the brother of the bisque. Champagne Hedo, cheers, my bubbly brethren, lord of the lush. Mead for my men, a horn of my darkest ale for you. Stout as my brother and sister, dwarves of the dwarfenage.
Beverly Togold here. I'd like to offer a brief greeting to my good friend, the Biddy. We've been friends ever since we shared a bunk at church camp way back when. I still remember the night we missed the camp dance because we both had terrible diarrhea after eating some very bad jambalaya. Miss you, buddy. Hope you're doing well. Yours in the light of Pelor, Beverly.
Hey y'all, Moonshine here. Just wanted to shout out my fellow Crick Crud, Isengardians, and Yagarobe. Y'all are the saffron in my jambalaya-inspired gumbo. Keep it cricky, comrades.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.